Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
29 to 11, and Brittany Graham joins me. Morning, Brittany.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Yes, another week upcoming. That weekend goes too fast, but it was a big weekend in harness racing, especially here in New South Wales. We had the Harness Racing New South Wales Awards night on Saturday evening, so that was a good night out for all involved, and participants were able to let their hair down a little bit and enjoy a super night. It was at the Four Seasons in the centre of Sydney, so a beautiful venue and a really well-run event by Harness Racing New South Wales. And there were plenty of winners as well, plenty of awards handed out. And I thought over the next couple of days here on The Pace, we might profile a few of our younger participants, our junior trainers and drivers who were successful there on Saturday evening. And Brooke Wilkins was one of those. She was able to take out the Junior Trainer Encouragement Award, and she joins us online this morning. Good morning to you, Brooke.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, and congratulations on Saturday night. Of course, a pretty special award for a trainer to pick up early in their career, and I'm sure it was a big thrill for you there on Saturday. No doubt about that. Of course, with that award, you also pick up a trip to New Zealand. So you'll spend a couple of weeks, I believe, over in New Zealand learning the tricks of the trade over there. And of course, we see so many fantastic trainers over that side of the ditch. So I'm sure that you're very much looking forward to that trip and will pick up plenty along the way as well. We just can't hear you very well, Brooke, so I'm not sure if you have us on speaker or if you can pick up the phone, but either way, if you could do that, that would be awesome. So you've picked up that Trainer Encouragement Award on Saturday night, so you now move on to what will be the new season, and we reflect on what was last season, which was a big season for you as well. You trained a fair amount of horses, and I guess the biggest win of your career was the Canberra Cup. You were able to take that out with Hawk Owl at listed level, so there's a bit of a roughie in that event too. What were your expectations heading into that Canberra Cup? And that gave you a good kick along, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was. It was a bit unexpected. He was more or less going to Canberra as a travelling partner. We didn't actually aim for that race in particular, but yeah, it was a good thrill to get that win with him. He's got some good owners, Robert Marshall and Gina. They've been with me right from the start, so to get that win for them was pretty special.
We've got you loud and clear now, so thank you for that. Take us back to the start in terms of your training career. I know a lot of people in the harness racing industry have, I guess, aspirations to be drivers and make a real go of it as a driver. You, I think, started off your career probably heading down that same path, but you've decided to concentrate on the training, and no doubt there's a heap of work that goes into that side of the industry, but something that you love as well.
Yeah, right from the beginning, you know, I had a go at driving and I was fortunate to work with some trainers that gave me opportunities, but I always sort of liked the training side more, and that's sort of the path I always wanted to go down. And, you know, as I said, I got to work with some pretty great trainers along the way and they've taught me everything I know. So, yeah, I'm very grateful.
You train out of the Menangle Training Centre, which is a fantastic facility, and no doubt is a big help for young trainers getting a start in the industry, because buying properties and the like is nearly impossible. So being able to train at that fantastic facility, you've got all the tracks there, the fantastic barns, a water walker and those sort of facilities if you want to use them, I guess you've come into the industry at the right time with that only opening up recently.
Yeah, it is. It's a great facility here, and you know, as you said, you're not outlaying a mass amount of cost to sort of get the best of the best. So it's Harness Racing have really done a wonderful job in how they've set it up and all the facilities that are here. So yeah, we couldn't ask for a better place to train out of.
You have about 12 horses in work at the moment and you do them all yourself. So I'm sure that the days are super long there when the sun comes up, mainly to when the sun goes down. So it's a lot of effort to put into your chosen field. You could do a 9-to-5 job and it would be much easier, but obviously your passion for the industry is showing from that hard work. Is there some days when you think, oh, maybe I would like to do something else, or is this all you've ever wanted to do?
Oh, there sure is. You know, you have your bad days and you think, why do you bother? But, you know, you love the horse and you still come here every day, and I couldn't imagine myself doing anything else.
last season we've talked about Hawk Owl, but you also had a few other nice horses come through the stable, including Brouhaha, who contested the Breeders' Challenge and no doubt at a few points in time tested your patience as well. But he was a nice horse to have in the stable, I'm sure, and these young horses certainly teach you a thing or two as well.
Yeah, they do. He was a horse that definitely had plenty of ability, just needs to learn a few more manners. But to get that heat win in the Breeders' Challenge with him was pretty special. It was his first win, and it was actually my first horse. I trained for Mick Harvey, who's a great owner. But, yeah, I'm sure hopefully he matures a bit next this season and can show his real ability.
Speaking of this season upcoming, do you have any young ones coming through the system, or are you mainly focusing on a few older horses at the moment?
This year is probably my first year where I, you know, tried to get some babies from the sales, tried to go to as many of the APG sales as I could. So I've got 5 here at the moment and they're all going along quite nice. It's hard to tell whether they're going to be something special or not yet, but yeah, hopefully one of them at least can go all right.
No doubt about that. This week, do you have any runners upcoming that our listeners can tune into, or is it a bit of a quieter week this week?
It's a pretty quiet week this week. I've got one in tomorrow at Menangle called Young American. He's only having his second start for me. He's a quite nice horse, so I think we'll go through the Metro grade. Just had a few problems with him, so I'm just trying to get him back in a few weaker races before he does step up to Metro company.
Well, congratulations on Saturday night, Brooke. A huge achievement and one that I'm sure you're very proud of and your family's very proud of as well. Do you have any openings, I guess, for outside owners to come into the stable, or are you pretty full at the moment?
Always have openings for outside owners. You know, we're always trying to get new horses and looking for owners. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, if you're looking for a young trainer who has heaps of passion and talent for the industry, definitely get in contact with Brooke because she is doing a superb job. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Brooke. We'll let you get back to the team. I'm sure you have plenty more work to do this afternoon, but appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Brooke Wilkins there, winner of the Junior Trainer Encouragement Award on Saturday night at the Harness Racing New South Wales Award. And as you can tell from that interview, she's incredibly passionate about the sport. She's very talented and a very, very hard worker as well. So we wish Brooke all the best when it comes to the upcoming season, as well as that trip across to New Zealand, which I'm sure she is looking forward to. So a great award to win, because it's not only just, I guess, recognition of your hard work, but also they get to spend a bit of time across in New Zealand picking up a few more tricks of the trade and learning how to improve their business in harness racing. So well done to Brooke, the Junior Driver Encouragement Award. That went the way of Josh Gallagher. So he was a Junior Driver winner, and a very, very excited crowd there on Saturday night. A lot of supporters there for Josh. And a few other bits and pieces of harness racing news on Saturday night. Even though there was the awards night taking place, there was also a race meeting at Tamworth, and Blake Hughes took out 5 of the 11 races there on Saturday evening. So a big achievement by Blake to pick up 5 races, nearly half of the cards. So he didn't get to enjoy the festivities of the awards night, but I'm sure that he's glad that he made the trip to Tamworth. 5 winners for the Junior Driver. Tiger Tara, we saw him take out a stack of awards there at the awards evening on Saturday night. He was the New South Wales Horse of the Year, New South Wales Age Horse of the Year, and he also picked up the spoils for his Australian Horse of the Year title as well. Mark McNamara, our Master of Ceremonies, did pose a question to Mikey Howley, one of the owners of Tiger Tara, what their thoughts were after his probably below par run on Saturday night. We were expecting him to bounce back. All roads still lead to the Victoria Cup and also the New Zealand Cup. So we expect to see Tiger Tara heading to Victoria over the next few weeks. And Mikey describing the New Zealand Cup as the one that got away. So they're very much still pressing ahead to those are 2 big feature races upcoming. Speaking of Tiger Tara on Saturday night, I guess he probably was a little bit disappointing. He's still rated sub-155 for the 2,300 metres, and that last 1,200 metres was very solid of that race, but I just guess we didn't see the fight that we've seen from Tiger in the past. So no real explanation for that poor performance. I guess they're just hoping that he's still getting back to peak fitness, and we will see the best of him soon. In other racing news, we saw Pelosi take out the Group 1 Breeders' Challenge back in June here in New South Wales. She's had a good spell and she returns to work today, actually, up in Queensland. Anna Woodmansey has retrieved her from the spelling paddock and she is set for a big three-year-old season. And if you're on social media, you might have seen over the weekend on Twitter, well, last Tuesday on In the Gig, Jason Boddington made a pretty bold assumption that Tell Me Tales would not be beaten on Saturday night at Melton. Well, she was, and Gareth Hall asked Jason if Tell Me Tales was beaten, whether he would shave his head and beard. So Tell Me Tales has gone down. Jason Boddington will be getting the clippers out and making up that side of the bet. But he's actually put together, he's done it for charity in the end. He's put up on his Twitter account that for Shave for a Cure, he will be completing that task. So if you'd like to contribute to Jason's worthy cause, you can head over to his Twitter account. But there'll be plenty of talk about that on In the Gig tomorrow night. So you can catch that on Sky Racing 2 at 6 p.m. So that's a few bits and pieces of news. We caught up with Brooke Wilkins as well. And congratulations to her and all other winners there on Saturday night at the Harness Racing New South Wales Awards evening. That's on the pace for this morning. As I mentioned, we'll profile a few of the younger participants over the next few days. And I'm hoping to catch up with Cameron Hart tomorrow morning. We'll have a chat to him about his Champion Junior Driver Award that he received on Saturday night and also profile a few of his drives tomorrow at Tabcourt Park, Menangle.
Good on you, Brittany. Brittany Graham, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow on The Pace.
Aussie.
Thank you. It's 18 to 11 Sky Sports Radio.